It's 8:55 and 72 degrees, and time to take a look at the commodity markets here this morning. That Brexit vote seems to be putting some downward pressure on everything, commodities included. Here to tell us about it, Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. The grain markets are all lower this morning as the outside markets are all rattled by the surprise vote taken by the UK to leave the European Union. Weather is still, I think, the main drive for the grain markets in the days ahead, and again this morning you see the forecast really not very threatening as far as near-term forecast goes this morning. Funds are still big longs in the market and may want to liquidate if the weather continues to stay good, but probably want to see the as we go into pollination. There's some important USDA reports out, of course, next Thursday. Let's just look at the markets here real quickly. Currently, we have July corn down about 8.25. December corn is down 9.25 at 388. The July beans are down 20 at 1104, and November beans are down 21.5 at 1080. Wheat's down 6 cents pretty much across the board, with July trading at 448. For the week, kind of a bad week and a bad Friday to end the bad week. For the week, we're down approximately 60 cents on corn and beans, and wheat's down about 35 cents for the week here. On the outside markets, we see crude down at about $2. The dollar's up. The U.S. dollar index is up 2. Big move on it. The NASDAQ is down 129. The Dow's down about 450. Bonds are up 125, as it looks like, and the trade's expecting that this UK vote is going to delay the rate increases over here in the U.S. A couple other items here in the news. There is a big report out next Thursday, like I said. Some of the estimates came out. They're looking for stocks of corn about 4.5 billion, almost the same as last year. And soybeans 839 compared to 627 last year. On the acres, we're expecting the acres to be up on corn compared to, or up on beans compared to March, and down on corn compared to March. They will have a reissue of the NOPA crush report at 11 o'clock this morning, as they had some reporting errors, it sounds like. There's a big sale of soybeans this morning, 411,000 tons unknown, 280 of that for this year, so that's probably China. The other thing I think that the trade's going to be watching is the report on Monday to see what the crop conditions look like. There are some that think the crop conditions on corn may drop a little bit, but it's whether the eastern belt makes up for some of the losses in the western belt will be the real theme there. Technically, we have 1080 that we got to this morning on soybeans on November that once we broke through 11, it went quickly to that. 1050 is possible there, working back up to try to get back through that $11 mark as a resistance. And we've made about 100% retracement on the corn now, so one would expect to see a little bit of short covering. That's Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing, Brian.
All right, Bill. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Bill Mayer joining us here on this Friday morning. And weather here locally today, mostly sunny skies. High of 85 degrees, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, the low 66, east winds 5 to 10. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow, back up to 90 for the high, southeast winds 5 to 10. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high 90. We will see a little bit cooler weather as we move in the next week. After a high of 89 on Sunday, only 79 predicted for Tuesday, 78 for Wednesday, and 80 degrees for the day on Thursday. Currently 72 degrees in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.